This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you are really fascinated by this head transplant that is supposed to take place soon. And we talked about this on the show a few months ago. There's a 31-year-old gentleman named Valery Spiridonov. And he will be flying to the United States to meet the doctor who is going to perform the world's first head transplant on him, Italian surgeon Dr. Sergio Canavero. Now, Dr. Sergio, I love that name, Sergio Canavero, intends to completely sever Valery Spiridonov's head and then reattach it to a healthy body whose brain is brain dead, but the rest of the body is healthy. Now, Mr. Spiridonov suffers from a very rare form of spinal muscular dystrophy called Wernicke-Hoffmann's disease. Wernicke-Hoffmann's disease, most of these, it's an autosomal recessive disorder where, I mean, if you get it, it's rare, and you usually die as a child. And he luckily has been able to live into his now 30s. He's 31 years old. So he is wheelchair reliant. It's a muscle wasting disease. And according to his neurosurgeon, they are planning to do this in September. Mr. Spiridonov says he is ready to put his trust into the controversial surgeon, Dr. Sergio Canavero, who claims he can cut off his head and attach it to a healthy body. Now, right now, we do not have the exact date or location. Actually, even though he's going to, I believe it was supposed to happen this fall, but it may not happen until December of next year. And speaking at a press conference, he said his Italian surgeon, who many people have been calling Dr. Frankenstein, is going to reveal more details soon. Mr. Spiridonov said, I continue the dialogue with Mr. Canavero. We exchange information, and as far as I know, he is preparing a portion of news of the summer. And again, it is Dr. Canavero. That's okay if he calls him Mr. A lot of my patients call me Miss Dahlia. It's totally fine. So, according to Spiridonov, he says, I'm not rushing to go under the surgeon's knife. I am not shouting, come and save me here and now. Yes, I do have a disease, he says, which often leads to death. But my first role in this project is not that of a patient. First of all, I am a scientist, I'm an engineer, and I am keen to persuade people, medical professionals, that such operation is necessary. He says, I am not going crazy here and rushing to cut off my head, believe me. The surgery will take place only when I believe that the success is 99% possible. Now, why would Dr. Canavero think he could pull this off? Well, because he severed a monkey's head and was able to attach that successfully. I'll tell you about that in a second. So what's going to happen is the donor and the patient will have their heads severed from their spinal cord at the same time. Now, I was on Doug McIntyre and T-Ray talking about this earlier today on KBC, and Terry Ray Elmer said it's not a head transplant, it's a body transplant. He's getting a new body. But you are going to see the headlines call this a head transplant. So she's right. But it's easier for us to say a head transplant than a body transplant. The patient's head would be placed onto the donor's body and attached using a substance called polyethylene glycol. These would fuse the two ends of a spinal cord together. After the procedure, the patient would be put into a coma for a month so the head and the body could start healing together. The patient's also going to be given powerful immunosuppressant drugs to stop the new body from being rejected. By the way, some of you are asking if you think this is going to be successful. I just don't see how. I mean, I was saying today, you know, my iPhone charger is just one very small cable. And you see what happens when that frays. you try to glue it together and you try to re-anastomose and it just isn't, you know, and that's just one little baby iPhone charger. How the heck are we supposed to do, you know, all the nerves, spinal cord, vagus, how are we supposed to do that? I just don't see it. Countless doctors are telling Spiridone not to go through the procedure. Again, looks like it was planning to be done in 2017. The president of the American Association for Neurological Surgeons, Dr. Hunt Basher, told CNN, "I would not wish this on anyone. I would not allow anyone to do it. To me, as there are a lot of things worse than death." The patient, though, disagrees. He says, "I can hardly control my body now. He needs help every day, every minute. I'm 30 years old. Although, now I think at the time he's 31. He says, people rarely live more than 20 with this disease. My muscles stopped any development in childhood. Because of this, they do not grow, and the skeleton gets deformed. The back muscles cannot support the skeleton." He says, "I do understand the risk of surgery. There are multiple. We can't even imagine what exactly could go wrong. I'm afraid that I won't live long enough to see it happen to someone else. What's more, there's already a lot of effort invested in this idea, and that's why it's too late to back out. I came up with this idea quite some time ago. I read many scientific articles on this topic." So what happened with this monkey? Well, this monkey lived, and he lived for about 20 hours until he was purposely let go and put down. They said he was kept alive for only 20 hours after the procedure for ethical reasons. So Professor Canavero said the monkey fully survived the procedure without any neurological injury of whatever kind. The problem is when you're dealing with any transplant, months could go by and it gets rejected. Remember we talked about that gentleman with the hand transplant? He said he hated it and wished it never got done, and we're at the 7-year mark. So a 20-hour successful procedure doesn't convince me in the very least because, yes, okay, so it might have worked, but will the nerves eventually get smart and go no? Or will the body start to reject it? You know, you can only be on immunosuppressant drugs for so long. I mean, you know, you can't train a body to like something. And so spine fusion technology has been developed by Canavero. Apparently there are papers that claim it has a strong rationale and works in mice, allowing them to recover motor function. And the team claims that the crucial nerve fibers did regrow. A full monkey head transplant has been successfully accomplished by his group with the goal of testing cross-circulation and hypothermia as an effective neuroprotective strategy. There's been studies now on human cadavers in China. And then we're going to see what happens with Valery Spiridonov. But, wow. I mean, here's the thing. He has to be basically ready to die. And then it just be, icing on the cake that he lives through this and this works. I just couldn't imagine. I don't see how it's going to be successful. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's quickly talk about what's going on here with Zika. Apparently, Florida is all over it. They say, according to Fox News, Florida officials go into damage control mode over Zika, now that we know that 16 people have been infected that we know of in a trendy neighborhood in Miami, small neighborhood, not related to sex and not related to travel. They say the outbreak has sent another chill throughout the Sunshine State's all-important tourism industry. And this just happened weeks after the Orlando nightclub massacre and then the killing of a two-year-old boy by an alligator at the Walt Disney World. So Florida officials, they say, are going into damage control mode. Governor Rick Scott says we have a safe state during a tour of the Zika hot zone in Miami's Wynwood District. And, I mean, I have to say, I mean, this, okay, it is a small area that they had to do the travel warning for, granted. Okay, it is a small area. But I don't want to ever say, okay, a state is not safe. It's a big state. You know, Florida is. But can Zika be a huge problem in Florida like it is with Puerto Rico? Like it was or is with Brazil and was with Colombia? Absolutely. And tourism is Florida's biggest industry. Visitors spend about $89 billion in Florida a year. And Disney World, they say, is America's number one tourist attraction. I thought it would be Disneyland. So right now, Zika has done very little in terms of damage to tourism. I think many people that are not planning to get pregnant, they aren't really too concerned about the neurological sequelae, and they're not really worried about getting their wife or their, or themselves, you know, pregnant. And but I think, you know, we do have many people concerned. I think we have a lot of people that are thinking twice. Okay. And they say we have not, well, according to Jenny Cagle, vice president of Elm Grove Travel in Wisconsin, she says we have not had anybody cancel a trip to Florida because of Zika, but it definitely is a conversation. So the governor has been on a statewide Zika tour, meeting with county health officials and business owners in Miami and along the Interstate 4 corridor that runs through Orlando. He says tourists should use caution and not worry about mosquitoes, adding that Florida knows how to prepare for crises because of its hurricanes. Yeah, I got to tell you, I Florida gets hit a lot. And so I would say, you know, I'm pretty impressed with how Florida handles its disaster plans. Like One Blood out there, one of the main blood banks out in Florida, they really have their act together. These guys are on top of it, as you see what happened with the Orlando shooting. They could still use our help. He says the state is doing everything it can to test people, spray against mosquitoes, get rid of standing water in which they breed, and encourage people to use insect repellent. The Visit Orlando Tourism Board issued a statement noting that no locally acquired cases of Zika have been reported in Orlando, which is over 200 miles from Miami. The board gave assurances that safety is a top priority for our region. And you need to see, I mean, I could see why they have to jump on this from a PR standpoint. I mean, look at what happened with West Africa. Even when the Ebola cases were going down and in control, we have still a lot less tourism, a lot less business, you know, with the countries that were afflicted. And we're talking about big countries. So if we here in America hear of one case, let's say in Liberia, and then we go, oh my gosh, you know, there's Zika in Liberia. And you know, one case in a whole country, you know, that's like something happening in Arkansas and us freaking out about going to Disneyland in California. So it's, you know, I understand why they have to be on top of this thing. And federal health officials have warned pregnant women to avoid Wynwood because of the virus causing the birth defects. They say U.S. experts are telling expectant mothers planning to visit Florida to consult with their doctor first. Most of the theme parks should be fine. Usually the mosquito species most likely to spread, it seems to still be sensitive to the mosquito repellents and the spraying that they do. About 106.3 million people visited Florida back in 2015. So I don't want there to be a panic, but I am very impressed with how Florida is on top of it. I am. Now, we have a very interesting report here. Dr. Manny Alvarez from Fox News sat down with medical director of the March of Dimes, Dr. Edward McCabe, to talk about their, quote, their hashtag Zap Zika campaign to help educate the public. And this doctor says microcephaly is just the tip of the iceberg with Zika. And so there's a social messaging campaign called Zap Zika to let people know how to protect yourself, etc. But what he's saying, which I completely understand, is if we see a baby with microcephaly, then what is below the iceberg? You know, when we talk about tip of the iceberg, you know, what are we seeing? You know, we could see the microcephaly, but what are we not seeing? So there could be no birth defects, but there could be seizures. There could be issues suckling on the bottle or the breast. There could be neurological problems. So we'll keep you guys posted. I think, a very serious threat. It doesn't threaten us like Ebola did, but when you look at a possible generation of babies being born with birth defects, this could be more deadly and more dangerous than Ebola ever was. And we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Tens of thousands of passengers were stranded Monday after Delta Airline flights were grounded and across the globe due to a system outage. Now, Delta said they were back online at about 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, but they said disruptions would continue amid a limited resumption of departures. Delta warned that customers heading to the airport should expect delays and cancellations. While inquiries are high and wait times are long, our customer service agents are doing everything they can to assist. By 10:40 a.m., the airline had canceled 300 flights and was sending 800 of its daily 6,000 flights on their way. It remained to be seen how large a portion of the carrier's daily schedules would ultimately be canceled Monday. See, what blows my mind is the snafu. Okay, Delta pointed to an overnight power outage in hometown Atlanta and said this impacted Delta computer systems and operations worldwide, resulting in flight delays. Now, why am I, you know, so, I guess, you know, concerned about this power outage? Well, one is it stinks to have a bunch of people you're supposed to be working with, you know, delayed because of, you know, what happened with the flight. But we have been talking about automatic pilots. Now, I understand that would probably be a different grid than what this particular system, you know, might be using. But if a snafu such as this could impact Delta computer systems and operations worldwide, causing such havoc, the glitch knocked out their check-in kiosks. People had to, you know, do manual check-ins. I keep thinking about the suggestion that we have automatic planes, especially since that one pilot decided to take a plane into a mountain and kill everybody on board. And so, I just don't think I am ready to hand over 186 souls on a jet engine to a computer. And another very, very big concern is how we are so vulnerable and so dependent on computers. I really don't like that. I get really, really freaked out about this. Okay, I mean, how do we function when somebody wants to hold us hostage? I think there was a Die Hard movie where they went after the electricity and the power grid, and that was a way where they could do a... I love all the Die Hard movies. I think they're very, very realistic. So, by the way, if you are a Delta customer, they are waiving change fees for customers ticketed to travel Monday. Customers booked on Monday flights could make one change to their itineraries without paying the standard change fee, which ranges anywhere from $200 domestically to as much as $500 on some international flights. Delta said rebooked travels must be for flights no later than Friday. So they stopped worldwide departures at about 3 a.m. today. The outage will obviously hurt their reputation for punctuality and lack of cancellations. They, by the way, had the fewest cancellations in May at 39, which counted as a statistical zero. So they were bragging about that. That's another reason why you see airlines rarely brag about crashes, okay? You know, you definitely don't want to jinx it. So apparently they were bragging about having the fewest cancellations. All right. And then apparently Southwest Airlines had a router issue a few weeks ago that started a cascading technology glitch that knocked out reservations, took several days to resolve. In fact, I think I have issues with Southwest, where I think they still triple charged me for one flight. I'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you who want to live longer, if you read more books, they say you will live a longer life. Reading a book. None of us have books anymore. We all have smartphones. They say reading a book for as little as 30 minutes a day can reduce death by 20%. This is a study out of Yale. It has to be books, not newspaper, magazines, or Facebook articles. Wow, maybe it's because you fall asleep better? You know, and then we're sleeping better? I don't know, but that's interesting. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians meeting this weekend, and I was emceeing the wine taster, and of course I did a completely horrible job. I am, once I start seeing my friends there from school, I basically lose my maturity by about 20 years. And, of course, you know, they're sitting there, you know, making hand gestures at me when I'm trying to perform and I'm trying to speak. And then, of course, I go off track. And then I just basically spend the rest of the evening roasting them, which ends up being very entertaining for most people. But unfortunately, there was a lot of things I wanted to convey and express to a bunch of people visiting and, you know, trying to learn about Nevada doctors. And I didn't get a chance to do that as a result of them. Just like I didn't get a chance to impress my medical school professors because, again, of my same friends sitting there, right, you know, being doofuses. And that's just what we do. But I did learn a couple things when I was there. And what I learned, very interestingly, was a lot of doctors are getting burned out. And this burnout that we're seeing is very severe. Now, to the point where one doctor asked if we can actively coordinate something for doctors on a regular basis, such that we could be there for doctors as they go through this type of burnout. And it wasn't just, okay, they're working so hard and they're underpaid. I went to a couple lectures that talked about many of the new guidelines that we have to do for Medicare. And many of you think all doctors have to do is see a patient, you know, see the patient, hand them a Z-Pack, and then charge $150. And no, that's not what happens, okay? In order for Medicare to even consider paying for the claim, we now have probably 7 more tasks to do than we ever did. And you saw people in the audience groaning and going, are they purposely trying to make us doctors quit? And, you know, I'm very, very fortunate that I teach at Touro University. I love teaching students, and I love taking my passion for medicine and my enthusiasm before I got completely burned out, like I think a lot of doctors do. But I got to say, I was very overwhelmed, especially after Obamacare took over, and the high deductibles and the high copays and money not coming in and patients being upset that their new insurance is costing them so much and, you know, they can't get into a doctor and they can't, you know, and it was very, very frustrating. Frustrating. In fact, many of you air your frustrations to me on a daily basis. And then on top of that, when the doctors start to lose their mojo and lose their flame, we got a problem. And I looked around the room. And, you know, rather than seeing, and, you know, we are family practitioners, and then there were also some specialists there. So we are the ones who know we're going to be the least paid. Your family doctors are the least paid and the most worked. And the reason why is we're responsible for a melanoma, right, anywhere on your body. We're responsible for your glaucoma. We're responsible for your heart. We're responsible for your cholesterol. We're responsible for the testicles. We're responsible for your gynecological issues. We're responsible for everything. We're responsible for the referrals. We're responsible for the codes that go to your insurance company, for your labs and for your referrals. And we are the least paid. So we're the most responsible and we're the least paid. But not a big deal because for all these years, we were like, you know what, it's okay, I love what we do. These families are great. The kids are great. The grandmas are great. You know, we're making things happen. We're seeing the fruits of our labor. And we still had that passion and we still had that flame. Now, many doctors out there do. But I started looking around the room. And they all had this look on their face, and it was the same look I had, going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And remember I told you years ago a lot of the older doctors had an exit plan from medicine? I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Really, an exit plan? You know, and I was in year 6, 7, and so I was getting my stride. And it was right before, maybe it wasn't year, yeah, it was year 6, 7, so that was about 10 years ago. So it was right before a lot of the changes. And yes, we had issues with HMOs. But the biggest thing that we complained about was an HMO. And the crap we had to deal with an HMO. That was before the Affordable Care Act. So now we have all these rules and regulations. And the poor speakers. The speakers weren't advocates for anything. They were just trying to break things down and teach us and tell us, you know, what we need to do now or we're going to keep getting cut with reimbursement, etc. And, you know, it wasn't their fault. You know, we didn't want to kill the messenger. But, you know, of course, I raise my hand. I go, look, I know this isn't the right forum. But you go to a mechanic. You go to a hairdresser. You know, you pay the fee. and you get the service, and everybody moves on. You don't have all these middlemen. You don't have the government involved. You know, when is that going to happen with doctors and medical providers? And it's not. And so, you know, when I looked around the room and I saw the overwhelming, and then you saw people admit, you know, what do we do with the burnout? And then we have to research, and we have to study for our tests, and we, you know, and it's just, when you start to see your doctor lose their flame and lose their passion, that's going to be very, very scary for medicine as a whole. Now, you guys are already doing the best you can. When you come in and you thank your physician and your medical provider, and, you know, you show that you're taking their advice, you show that you're receiving their education, it does. That rejuvenates us. It really, really does. But one thing maybe I would suggest is if you see your doctor worn out and tired, talk to him about it, or her, and say, and, you know, tell them that you appreciate everything they're doing. Because when a nurse or a doctor or a teacher or your mechanic or your lawyer feels underappreciated, and we all do at times, you know, we start to lose, you know, focus. We start to lose that engagement. And you want us engaged, and you want us excited, and you want us driving the path. You want your doctor to be laying awake at night in the middle of the night thinking about your case, which I had done for years. You want that. You may not be paying for it, but you want that to happen, and many times it does. I'm worried that one of the big discussions was, in addition to us wanting to make our patients' lives better and patient care, was how do we deal with our own sanity? You know, I remember studies years ago talking about how dentists seemed to have high suicide rates and doctors were up there. And I kind of had trouble explaining that. I was like, well, maybe it's because, you know, we're always expected to be on and it is a lot of work. And, you know, we know the end result for a lot of people. And so when you could have hope when it comes to cancer, you know, when we get cancer, we've seen it happen. We know too much. You know, ignorance is bliss. And if we knew less, maybe we would be happier. But I got to tell you, I am very, very concerned to see what happens. Now, as more of these regulations come in, we were talking to Dr. Thomas Schwenk from the University of Nevada School of Medicine up in Reno. And he was talking about medical student depression and medical students being worn out protect against suicide risk. This is an issue. And how do you tell if your doctor is getting burned out? Should you go and find another doctor? The problem is I don't think you're going to find another doctor that's not burned out. I mean, yes, you could get somebody new that's fresh out of school. And I got to tell you, I mean, boy, was it different for me when I was fresh out of school than I was, you know, when I was in my 16th year. So you could do that. But, you know, it may be better for us to, as a group, figure out how to make this easier. And, you know, I think more regulation with medicine stinks. You know, one speaker said that there were more administrators and people hired by the hospital to deal with all the insurance, the ACA, and the coding crap than there were actual patient beds in that hospital. Now, that's a problem. Our time, money, and resources should be going to taking care of patients. And it's going to all this bullcrap that we have to do with regulation. And don't think single payer is going to fix that either. So, I don't know what the answer is. When we come back, heavy drinking can actually hurt your lungs. Don't go away, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, drinking has obviously been associated with health problems from a variety of reasons, as we know. Pancreatitis, gastritis, ulcers, GI bleed, diabetes, lack of sleep, depression, mental issues, neuropathy, tremors. Now we're being told that heavy drinking could increase the risk of lung problems. And we're not just talking cancer. As we know, alcohol is also associated with cancer, especially throat. Apparently, a study lead author, Dr. Mahid Afshar, alcohol appears to disrupt the healthy balance in the lung, according to Dr. Mahid Afshar of Loyola University Chicago. He is an assistant professor in the Division of Pulmonary and Critical Care Measurement and Department of Public Health Sciences. Afshar's team analyzed data from more than 12,000 American adults, and the researchers found that heavy drinkers, more than one drink a day for women or more than two drinks a day for men, and people who binge drink at least once a month, had less nitric oxide in their exhaled breath than non-drinkers. Binge drinking is consuming more than four or more drinks per occasion for women and five or more drinks for men. And for some of you go, nah, I don't binge drink. I think September 11th starts football season. And every Sunday, okay, you guys could very easily in a setting, one sitting, put down a pizza, an order of hot wings, a whole thing of French onion dip, and a case of a beer. So, they say the researchers found that the more alcohol heavy drinkers consumed, the lower the level of nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide actually helps protect the lungs against certain types of harmful bacteria. The study is the first to find a link between excessive drinking and nitric oxide. The findings were published recently in the journal called Chest. In asthma patients, nitric oxide levels in the exhaled breath give a good indication of how well their medication is working. Excessive drinking, they say, may complicate the results of such tests. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, you had some people who couldn't drink, they said, because they were asthmatic. And I'm like, well, what the hell does that have to do with anything? Well, now we know. They say lung doctors may need to take this into consideration, according to Dr. Afshar. He added that further research is needed to learn more about the interaction between alcohol and nitric oxide in the airways. So, when you take in a toxin, okay, it doesn't decide to just deposit or affect one body part. It's going to be throughout your body, and we find it very interesting that your lungs will also show an effect with drinking. I think it's fascinating. Speaking of fascinating, we have an asthma pill. This is a first new asthma pill in 20 years, because Singulair has been out for a while. And it's the first new asthma pill in nearly 20 years that has led to a sharp improvement in symptoms for chronic sufferers of asthma. It's called fevipiprant. It eased asthma symptoms, improved lung functions, and reduced inflammation and repaired the lining of the airways. They said this new drug could be a game changer for future treatment of asthma, according to Chris Brightling, a professor at the University of Leicester, Central England. He led the study. Now, as we know, asthma is a long-term disease. It can start affecting you as a kid or even as an adult, where the immune system to the airway starts to become hyperactive. You start to wheeze, cough, have restriction of your breathing, but it's an obstructive lung pattern, not allowing your air also to exhale out as easily. People with chronic asthma can, many times use medications that open their airways. With beta agonists, they could use steroid medications, and unfortunately, there could be side effects. Fevipiprant seeks to prevent the immune cells called eosinophils from moving into the bronchial walls where they could start to restrict and inflame the airways. So these eosinophils, this is, I believe, one of the first times we see a medication target those. In the trial report in the British Journal of the Lancet Respiratory Medicine, researchers enrolled 61 asthmatics, divided them into a couple groups. They were given 225 milligrams of the drug twice a day for 12 weeks, and the other took a dummy placebo. Not dummy meaning insulting, but it was like a dummy, like a lookalike. According to ChinaPost.com, the key goal was to check levels of the eosinophils in the sputum, which is a biomarker of asthma. And usually we don't have many eosinophils coming out if you're non-asthmatic. But when you're moderate to severe, you could see 5%. Those who took the drug saw that 5.4% fall down to 1.1%, and no adverse effects were reported. Those who took the drug even symptomatically said they felt better. So this could be pretty damn cool. I don't know how expensive it's going to be. I don't know when it's going to be available over the counter. But this is pretty, pretty exciting. They say 334 million people worldwide have asthma, according to a global asthma report. So we'll keep you guys posted. That's always good. Now, many of you send your sex photos, or you sexed. And we are finding a very striking study that 1 in 4 people will turn around and share what you sent if you sexted. They say most people who sext expect their erotic images to remain private, and they'll just stay on the iPhone or stay on the cloud or stay on the Facebook message system without anybody looking at it. Well, duh. They say nearly 1 in 4 recipients actually shares them. Researchers surveyed 5,800 single Americans aged 21 to 75. 21% said they had sent sexual text messages on their cell phone. 28% had received them. 16% had sent sexual photos, and more than 23% had received such images. Not of the ones that sent. These were people that admitted, yeah, I've received images. Yes, I've sent them. Now, sexting obviously more common in younger people. Men were 1.5 times more likely to sext than women. And of those who sent provocative images, 66% of men and 78% of women did so to flirt or tease a relationship partner. But 23% of the recipients said that they resent them or forwarded them to other people. And on average, more than 3 other friends. They say sharing was more troubling to women than men because men were twice as likely to share explicit images and messages that you sent. So you may think that your boyfriend or your husband is keeping the pictures of your, I don't know, whatever, puppies, just to himself. No. Okay? None of this, oh, you know what? I'm going to be very possessive and protective. He's showing his buddies at work. Right? This is my woman. So are you jealous? And women, same thing. Look, when people are happy, they like to share, they like to talk about it. You know, you want to stand on a mountaintop and sing songs about how much you love, you know, I Dr. Dahlia. And, I'm on air, and I shout how much I love my husband, Corey. Will I ever show everybody a nude picture of him? Probably not. Because I think I'm smart. All right? I mean, I don't want another woman going, ooh, I would love him to be my husband. Let me try to get him away from Dahlia. And I also know that it's very easily to probably, you know, change his mind about staying married to me because I'm not really, you know, the easiest person to be married to. So we need to explain to our young kids who are being very active with their cell phones, and I'm not talking Pokemon Going, but they're very, very active and very hypnotized by their phones and by the, you know, quota that you need to satisfy in order to, you know, show that you were cool and, you know, you sent a picture of so-and-so. I mean, apparently people's nudity. We had a patient whose daughter, and the mom comes in and she shows me the phone and says, look at what my daughter did to this man who I think is in his 40s. And I told her she needs to call the authorities. I mean, you know, this is ridiculous. And we talked about that case. Kids are being victimized, and sometimes they're doing it on their own volition. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.